You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Also testifying in his Senate confirmation hearing today, Congressman Tom Price, nominee for head of the Department of Health and Human Services. And that's a big one because Obamacare. Price didn't give a ton of details about what might replace the Affordable Care Act, but he did say this.
I think health savings accounts and high deductible catastrophic coverage are things that make a whole lot of sense for many individuals, and we ought not force anybody to do anything.
He's talking about plans where you pay most of your own medical bills up to a specific and usually very high amount, and then insurance kicks in. There are plenty in Washington who think these plans are a good replacement for ACA plans, but the people who actually study this kind of thing aren't sure whether they lead to good health care. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has more.
Dad's home. Dr. Ashish Jha's three kids rush the door as we walk in. Wrestling with his four-year-old was sweet tonic after his 11-day business trip. Hong Kong, Paris, Florence, stolen briefcase too. I'm here tonight to talk with Ashish about an unusual experiment he started about a year ago. He signed his family up into a high-deductible plan.
I thought it would be really useful as a family to know what it actually feels like to have to pay for everything out of pocket, at least until you hit your deductible.
Now, the family's on the hook for thousands of dollars in medical expenses until they hit their $6,000 cap. What kind of guy makes his family do that when he doesn't have to? The kind who's a doctor, a health policy professor at Harvard, the kind of guy who spent the last dozen years trying to make healthcare work.
And high deductible health plans are supposed to be one of those things that's supposed to make the healthcare system work better. And none of us has the exact right answer for what American healthcare needs to look like.
What experts like Ashish have known for decades is high deductibles force us to cut back. The question is, what do we cut back on? Wasteful stuff like name brand drugs or the critical things like canceling a cardiologist appointment? And whose care do we cut back on? Ours or our kids? Ashish's wife, Deb Stump, says what they've learned is that they do a lot of guessing, like when their son needed a follow-up after surgery.
In the past, I would have just called and made the appointment. This time, I was pretty sure since I was a specialist, it was going to be quite expensive.
When it came to their son, taking a cautious approach beat out money.
I sat on it for a while, and then I called Ashish, and Ashish said, yeah, you should probably have the follow-up. So we went, and it was probably a two-minute visit and ended up costing $465.
The couple gambled, and they've realized this experiment, this new health plan, was affecting most of their healthcare decisions.
This experiment, it's stressful. It's difficult.
This is the new normal for Ashish and Deb and thousands of families. Families in high deductible plans. Now they have to shop for treatments, usually with no prices, no information on quality, and no way of knowing what treatment's worth it. So the question is, if Ashish Jha, a doctor and a health policy professor at Harvard, can't figure this out, what do the rest of us do?
What I take away from Ashish's story is that simply calling the patient a consumer doesn't make buying healthcare anything like buying cars and computers.
That's Harvard economist Amitabh Chandra. Chandra's research shows people in high deductible plans don't really shop around, even when they're given a state-of-the-art computer program to compare prices. What troubles Chandra even more is that the healthy and the sick skip out on the care that they need.
Prevention, imaging, drugs. Consumers were cutting back on all of those, and that's a sign that they don't really know what care is valuable and what care isn't valuable.
Chandra's work has helped solidify consensus. High deductibles are great for healthy people. They come with cheaper premiums, and most of us are healthy. But if you're chronically ill, poor, or unlucky enough to get hit by a bus, they can be a disaster. And it almost was for Ashish. The morning after he got back from that bruising business trip, his heart started pounding.
Imagine like running as fast as you can, and when you stop and your heart is racing, that continuing for minutes and minutes and minutes, it's not a great feeling.
Ashish has a condition where his heart can rev up. These episodes happen once or twice a year. They usually pass pretty quickly. This time, at half an hour, it was still going. At an hour, his wife wanted him to go to the ER.
And I was resisting it. She actually asked me, if a patient of yours called you with this, what would you recommend to them? And I said, oh yeah, that's easy. Go to the emergency department.
Ashish dug in. He didn't want to drop $2,000 or three or five, even though he knew this could be a heart attack, even though he knew he could afford it. Did you make a mistake? Should you have gotten in that ambulance that morning?
Boy, that's a hard question to answer. I mean, you know, I should have gone to the hospital. But, you know, I knew there was a big bill waiting for me if I did. And I rolled the dice.
He got lucky. After an hour, his heart started to slow down. Ashish's experiment is helping him see what's backed up by research. High-deductible health plans can put people in difficult positions. In moments, they force you to be your own physician. That's something even a physician struggled to do for himself. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.